Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives, one story, one truth, one brave step at a time.
Hey, friends. Welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon, trauma therapist and coach, and the founder here of Embrace Your Brave. And today, I want to talk about something that I wish more people understood and something that I think a lot of us need permission to believe. And that is, you can love someone and still need distance from them. Those two things are not opposites. They can exist at the same time. Because somewhere along the way, many of us were taught that if we truly love someone, we'd always be available. We'd always answer the phone. We'd always give another chance. We'd always forgive immediately. We'd keep showing up no matter how many times our heart got broken. And if we needed space, well, then we must not be loving enough. Or maybe we're bitter or selfish or holding a grudge. I hear this all the time from my clients. I feel guilty. I know they've been through a lot. I know they didn't mean to hurt me. I just don't want to be a bad person. And can I just lovingly challenge that today? Because I think so many survivors have confused boundaries with rejection. And they are not the same thing. One of the hardest lessons I've had to learn, and one I am continuing to learn, is this. Distance isn't always about pushing someone away. Sometimes it's about finding your way back to yourself. You know, when you've spent years walking on eggshells, or you've spent years managing someone else's emotions, or you've spent years trying to keep the peace, you slowly lose touch with your own voice, your own needs, your own intuition, your own body. You stop asking, what do I need? And instead, your life becomes one long question. What do they need from me? Trauma teaches us to survive by scanning everyone else. Healing teaches us to become home for ourselves and to come home to ourselves. That's a very different way of living. Sometimes distance is what finally gives your nervous system permission to exhale. Sometimes it's the first time you've heard your own thoughts in years. And sometimes it's where you realize I wasn't crazy, or I wasn't too sensitive, or I wasn't asking for too much. You were simply trying to survive something that was hurting you. And let me also say this, and this might be freeing for you. Just because someone has been through pain doesn't mean they get unlimited access to yours. Just because someone has experienced trauma, loss, addiction, mental health struggles, a difficult childhood, does not mean you are required to sacrifice your own well-being forever. You can have compassion for someone's pain and still have boundaries around their behavior. Those two things can coexist. You know, sometimes people hear the word boundary and they think punishment. I don't. I think protection. Protection for your heart, protection for your peace, protection for your children, protection for your healing. A boundary isn't saying you don't matter. A healthy boundary says, I matter too. And that little word too changes everything. Because for so many of us, we spent our lives believing everyone else mattered. Everyone else's feelings matter. Everyone else's comfort. Everyone else's expectations. Everyone else's healing. And somewhere along the way, we disappeared. Healing is remembering that you belong in the equation too. I also think it's important to remember this. Distance doesn't always have to be forever. Sometimes it's temporary. Sometimes it's until trust is rebuilt. Sometimes it's until accountability happens. Sometimes it's until your nervous system no longer feels like it's living in survival mode. And sometimes it is forever. And not because you stop loving them, but because you finally started loving yourself enough to stop participating in what keeps hurting you. That isn't hate, that isn't revenge, that isn't unforgiveness. Sometimes it's wisdom. One of the biggest myths, I can't say that word, myths out there. Is that forgiveness means immediate reconciliation? And I don't believe that. Forgiveness is something that happens inside of us. Reconciliation requires something from both people. It requires honesty, accountability. Let me say that again, accountability, accountability, accountability. Safety, consistency, trust. You can forgive someone and still decide they're not safe to have close access to your heart. And that's discernment. If you've been struggling with guilt because you need space from someone, instead of asking, "Am I being mean?" maybe try asking, "What is the most loving thing I can do for my own healing right now?" And sometimes the answer will be a conversation. And sometimes it will be a boundary. And sometimes it will be therapy. And sometimes it will be saying no. Or sometimes it will be taking a break. And sometimes it will be walking away. And not because you stopped loving them, but because you finally stopped abandoning yourself. I know some of you listening to this needed permission or needed to hear this today. And this is your permission. Maybe you've been carrying guilt for weeks or months or years because someone told you that loving them meant tolerating anything. But love without safety isn't healthy love. And love without respect isn't healthy love. And love without accountability isn't healthy love. Real love makes room for truth. And real love makes room for boundaries. And real love makes room for both people to matter. And if you've never experienced that, I want you to know it is possible. And as we kind of wrap up today, I'm going to leave you with this. You don't have to choose between loving someone and protecting yourself. You can do both. And you can grieve what could have been. You can pray for someone. You can hope they heal. You can wish them well, and you can still choose the distance that your heart needs because your healing matters, and your peace matters, and your children matter, and your future matters, and you matter. Thank you for just spending this time with me today. And if this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who might need to hear this reminder too. And until next time, keep choosing courage, keep choosing healing, and remember, Your voice matters. Your story matters. Your heart matters. And you're not that girl anymore.
Friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing. Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.